Amy, on this podcast, we try to always offer useful takeaways. And if you learn nothing else from us, learn this useful parenting lesson by Pampers Cruisers 360.
Pampers Cruisers 360 are the ultimate parent hack, the best diaper to use as soon as your baby starts standing or walking. Instead of ordinary diaper tabs, they have a unique 360-degree stretchy waistband that moves with your wild child.
Pampers Cruisers 360 makes it so easy to change your baby. Who probably doesn't stop moving just because they need a diaper changed? Just slide on to apply and away they go.
And fear not, parents. Pampers Cruisers 360 offers an up to 100% leak-free fit. And they just got even better with a new blowout barrier. Need we say more?
For trusted protection, trust Pampers, the number one pediatrician recommended brand. Download the Pampers Club app today and earn Pampers cash. Then redeem your Pampers cash for exclusive Pampers coupons, savings, and rewards.
Only redeemable via Pampers Club. Pampers cash has no cash value.
Welcome to Ask Margaret from What Fresh Hell, Laughing in the Face of Motherhood, answering your parenting dilemmas one question at a time. Today's question comes from our Facebook group. And before I start this question, I am going to give you a heads up that we're talking about secrets. We're going to be talking a little bit about behind the scenes on things like Santa, Tooth Fairy. So if you've got little kids around and you don't want to talk about that with them right now, this might be a good one to wear headphones for or listen to at a time when the kids are not around. The question is, how do you handle telling kids when to keep secrets, like not telling others about Santa or how babies are made? Or how do you teach children when to not talk about something with others, like, for example, puberty, private things that are going on with their bodies or in our houses? I like this question a lot. We did an episode in August 2019 called When Should Kids Tell that Amy had a lot of great research in, and it was just a fascinating episode. So go back and listen to that one. Just Google What Fresh Hell Podcast, When Should Kids Tell, and the episode should pop right up for you. And it's a little bit more in depth, but I'm going to give kind of the brief overview of this answer because I think there are some pretty good rules around this that we can use. First of all, I'm going to point to an article on fatherly.com called How and When to Teach Kids to Keep Secret. It's a great article, and it addresses, I think, our biggest concern about secrets, which is that, and I'll quote the article here, a quote, bad unquote secret can sit heavily on a kid. If someone asks a child not to tell about something, it can begin a web of mistrust. The words "don't tell" often precede a request for betrayal, teaching duplicity, or more dangerously, silence. This article is basically emphasizing that parents should not tell their kids not to tell the other parent about something. And I think in general, this is a conversation that we need to be having with our other parent, with the other adults in our kids' lives. If we have a grandma who's saying, "Oh, I'm going to give you this ice cream, but don't tell your mom, it's a secret. She doesn't like you to have things." I think that we should state to the adults who interact with our children that, like, listen, we don't use the language of secrecy with these kids because we don't want our kids to have the burden of feeling like they have secrets from us. And we don't want our kids to think that keeping secrets that they wish they could tell us, but they don't feel comfortable telling us, we don't want them to feel that that's their reality ever. So that's part one. I think part two is to make it clear that secrets are a bad thing. And defining for your kid what a secret is very important. Because a secret where someone tells you, "Don't tell this," something that you want to tell, but someone has told you not to tell, is never okay. And that's a conversation that we should be having with our kids really often, that secrets that they are keeping against their will are never okay, and that they will never be in trouble for telling us something that someone else has told them not to tell. And so, you know, I've had this issue with my kids. Well, this person told me not to tell you, but, or I'm going to be dead if I show you this, but they sent me something on the phone and I don't think it's appropriate. And I will work with that, with my kids, to establish a sense of trust with them. It is fine for you. Now let's break down why this is inappropriate. And then if I think there's something going on that is actually dangerous with another kid, and then I might reach out to the parent and say, "Hey, don't say this came from my kid, but I want to make you aware that this is going on. Let's keep it in vague terms because I want there to be a trust between myself and my kids of you can bring me hard things, that there are no secrets between us where you feel like you're carrying something that you don't want to be carrying. Myself or your dad are always a safe place to put those things down. That doesn't mean my kid is never going to have secrets, but I try to contextualize these things as secrets. A secret where someone tells you not to tell, you want to tell, and you feel uncomfortable, that is something you should always share. Now, there's other kind of secrets. There are things like surprises where, oh, we've hidden the hammock in the garage. Don't tell dad about it until his birthday next week. That's a surprise. That's not a bad kind of a secret. A secret such as something that a young person believes in that maybe you don't believe in anymore, like Santa or the Tooth Fairy. That's something that that's a young idea that we allow younger kids to believe things that we may not believe anymore because we see the joy and enjoyment that they get from that. That's not a bad kind of a secret. And then there's also things that are private. So things that are going on with your body that you might not talk about with other people because it's private. It's not because it's bad. It's because it's private. Possibly mom and dad having a fight in the house about something is not something that you talk about with people outside of the house. And these are dicey issues because mom and dad having constant fights where the child feels scared is maybe something they should be talking about with someone else. So this is not a one and done conversation. It's an ongoing conversation. It is the kind of thing that comes up at the dinner table and should be leaned into when you're watching a show. Wow, that seems like a big dilemma that she knows that her friend is not eating enough food. And she's worried about her friend, but is it her job to go and talk to her mom and be the teller of that secret? Is that her role? And so because these things are subtle, there's no way to give you, okay, here are the hard and fast rules about what secrets are okay and what secrets are bad and what is your role to tell and what is not your role to tell, because there's a spectrum and it's very easy to understand that, like, okay, we don't tell little kids about Santa, but there are things that are in the middle that are going to be a little harder to tell. At what point is something that's going on with my friends that I think might be harmful to them? Is it my job to go to the principal with or to an adult with? And so the success in this is going to be in trying to keep the lines of communication open, defining that spectrum for them and helping them to understand that an adult who is doing something wrong and asking you to keep it a secret is always on the far end of the wrong spectrum. And then not telling kids about the Tooth Fairy is on the very right end of the secret spectrum. And then helping them really understand where each dilemma falls along that place and being a safe space for your kids to share what's going on with them. Definitely check out our episode, When to Tell, because we go much more into detail on this. And I think it's kind of a fascinating and ongoing question. But I think the context of secrets versus things we don't tell young people versus surprises versus private things is where the heart of this work really lies. And I will link you to that fatherly.com article. I hope that helps. Thanks for listening and send us your questions at questions@whatfreshhellpodcast.com and you might hear your question answered on an upcoming episode. Thanks for listening.
When it comes to raising kids, there's so much to consider. Things like, what do we feed them? When do we feed them? How do they sleep? What does it look like to raise kind kids? How does their nervous system work? How do I keep myself calm? What are my triggers? There's so much that comes into play. And we are distilling all of that information for you at Voices of Your Village podcast, where we bring experts in the field of early childhood and education and psychology and across the board so that you don't have to comb the internet for information. You get to show up and hang out and have shame-free, judgment-free conversations and insights into what it looks like to raise kind, empathetic, emotionally intelligent humans. I'm Alyssa Blask Campbell. I have a master's degree in early childhood education. I'm a mom of two, and I am walking this journey right alongside you doing this work. Come hang out with me at Voices of Your Village, and we can dive into real conversations with actionable tips.
Are you overwhelmed by the things that get in the way of you doing what you want to do? Are you looking for ways to simplify life to better align with your values? Do you want to create space in your schedule so you have room for more of the good stuff? Play, joy, relationships, gratitude, and more? If you answered yes to any of these questions, I invite you to check out Edit Your Life, a podcast to help you edit the unnecessary from your life so you have more room to enjoy the awesome. Through episodes with me, Christine Coe, and a range of super smart, compassionate, and thoughtful guests, you'll come away with big picture insights and practical ways to declutter your home, schedule, and mental space without getting bogged down by perfection. I have always believed that small moments and actions matter tremendously. My goal is to help you find agency and space in your life through doable baby steps that will leave you feeling accomplished instead of overwhelmed. Check out Edit Your Life wherever you enjoy your podcasts.